Support for Food for Thought on KNKX comes from cookbook author, chef, and former food ambassador Christina Arokiasami, offering a culinary experience through hands-on cooking classes and culinary tours of Malaysia, Bali, and Thailand. More information at themalaysiankitchen.com.
You're listening to KNKX, and our food commentator Nancy Leeson has a problem with restaurant chairs in Seattle and their effect on her posterior. She tells 88.5's Dick Stein on Food for Thought that comfortably numb is not an option.
Stein, I want to rant.
And what would you like to rant about, Nancy?
How restaurants are so uncomfortable that it's driving me crazy.
So it's a restaurant.
Yes, it's a restaurant.
Now, what parts of these restaurants are uncomfortable on what parts of you?
Well, there's so much that's uncomfortable about restaurants these days, and I mean all of them. The noise factor is huge, but that's not even what I want to talk about here. I want to discuss how when you're sitting in a chair or on a wooden bench in a restaurant, how uncomfortable it is. Isn't the definition of restaurant to restore? I mean, how restored can you get when your tush is numb after half an hour?
Most of the places we go to here in Tacoma are of moderate noise level, and the chairs are fine. There's one place we love called Over the Moon where they have overstuffed armchairs. Of course, everything's better in Tacoma. But you're in Seattle, where discomfort is often mistaken for virtue.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about the little cafe you go into for lunch. You're in, you're out. I'm talking about places where all of us are willing to spend not only time, but money. And to sit there and be uncomfortable is just ridiculous. So this is where I beg of people, when they're designing their restaurants, to think about the comfort of your customer.
If I go to a restaurant where I'm going to spend some money and I'm uncomfortable for any reason, it's too loud, the seats, I honestly don't care how good the food is, I'm never coming back.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, this has been going on for way too long and I just want it to stop. Let me tell you about this terrific restaurant I went to a couple weeks ago. I'm not even going to name the place because it could be any place in and around Seattle. It's on Capitol Hill. The food is exceptionally good, and I had eaten there before and loved it. I went with friends. There were 8 of us at the table. 2 of them were young people, and by young people, I mean 21 years old, okay? Whose rear ends are, anyway.
Perhaps more resilient.
Well, so much about them is more resilient than I am, but they complained too. My husband had to get up out of his seat and go stand outside 3 different times just to get a little feeling back in his rear end, okay? And granted, he's got a skinny butt. I don't have that problem.
Well, let me ask you this, not to foment a conspiracy theory or anything, because there's plenty enough of that going around. Could it be that they are deliberately using uncomfortable seats so that you won't linger and they can turn the tables over faster?
For some places, that could be true. I think it's because upholstery on seating is expensive. Chairs are really expensive.
And they get stained.
People don't think about how, and they get stained. That's exactly right. But if you're going to have a wooden bench or chairs that are physically uncomfortable, I'm going to start bringing a little whoopee cushion.
Remember those inflatable donut things.
And then I'll really look like an old bat.
But you'd be a comfortable old bat.
And I'm bringing one for my husband. Here's what I think. I got a great idea. I think that there should be some very nice cushions at the door, so they hand you a menu and they hand you a cushion.
When shopping for furniture, your butt is the boss. And I think now it applies to restaurants, too.
And I'd also like to rant about bar stools that don't have any place for you to put your feet. If you're too short and your legs are hanging off a bar stool and you get cut off right, you know, behind your knee there.
Gee, your legs could get so numb you'd pitch right off that bar stool. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Uncomfortably numb.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Seatbelts on bar stools. An idea whose time has come?
Stein.